Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, it is Monday, January the 13th. It is a big day today.
Yeah. By the way, my wife is listening. This is live because she thought I was off yesterday.
Why did she think you were off yesterday?
Last night she was like, are you off? And I'm like, no. Why? She's like, well, Booker's in Las Vegas. And I was like, yeah, but he's flying back tonight. She's like, what do you mean tonight? I was like, well, he's flying back in the morning. And she's like, what time? You guys, like, you have to be there like at 4 or 5. I'm like, he's leaving Las Vegas at midnight. And she's like,
no, 12:30 Vegas time. It was actually 2:30 this morning. Ugh. I left Vegas 3.5 hours ago.
You know what's funny?
Unbelievable, dude. That's just crazy. It's just crazy.
We had people over for dinner last night, and it was around 9 o'clock. And I was like, it's 11 o'clock in Vegas right now.
No, it's 7 o'clock in Vegas.
Oh, sorry. It's 7 o'clock in Vegas right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is that time where Booker hates his life because you have to stay up. Like, if he's tired, he can't get tired. He has to keep going because you have to go to the airport at, you know, 11 midnight. Ugh.
No.
I just felt bad.
Well, I didn't even feel bad for him because I told my wife that, because she's like, why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that?
Exactly.
Well, I told her, I said that Booker's dry in January. He's not drinking. And so she's like, oh. Yeah. And then she came back with, how do you go to Vegas and not drink?
Well, that's it's so funny because it was a last minute trip. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go to Vegas. It was very last minute. And Alex is like, you're not drinking. Why would you even bother going to Vegas if you can't drink?
Fair
like,
question.
I mean, really not. No. Because to me, as someone that used to, has always gone to Vegas on the regular and then used to live there, it's not a Vegas. I don't celebrate Las Vegas like I would say a majority of people celebrate Las Vegas.
We are tourists. I don't know anyone else in my mind that has ever lived in Las Vegas except you. But I mean, it's like when people come to Austin, like, oh my God, we can go to 6th Street. And I'm like, eh.
Right.
You know, Vegas to you, it's the same thing. It's funny because it's like, where are the tourists? You know, you've been there, done that, bro. And that's where you could pull it off.
And honestly, I'm enjoying not drinking. I really am. Like, I haven't. It was so funny because I was out with some friends over the weekend and I was like, I really don't know when I'm going to drink again, and I just don't really have a desire.
Good for you. I mean, because it's like, it's great when there's not a struggle.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a dry January, and I would love a cocktail right now.
Well, I have not had one drop of alcohol since November.
Nice. Look at you. Well, I said dry January. Look, dry couple months, man. That's so awesome.
Go almost 2 months now.
I would love a big red wine.
Yeah, that's
a
thing.
I would love a whiskey.
I will say that is the one thing I do miss because I like sitting at home and having a nice glass of wine.
Well, I will say that you look amazing for just landing and coming straight to work from Las Vegas.
You
look fresh. You look good. Me, I would have the microphone aiming on the floor. I'd be laying on with a roll of paper towels as a pillow saying, shoot me.
Well, make no mistake about it. I'm exhausted, but I stopped and got a quad coffee today.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, props to your pilot for getting you in, man. I mean, he knew a dude had to work this morning on the radio in Austin.
And look, and here's the most amazing part of everything we just told you. I flew Spirit Airlines on my way home and got home safely.
Wow.
But meanwhile, I got to listen to the two flight attendants up front because I sat in the very first. I paid extra to get the big seat in the very front of the plane because A, I wanted to be the first person off, and B, I was like, well, if I'm ever going to try to nap on Spirit Airlines, it's going to have to be in that big comfy seat.
So I
anteed up.
Was the flight full?
No, I wasn't full.
Okay.
No, but there were a lot of people anyway. So I got the two male flight attendants, and you know, people are always like the women gossip. These dudes were gossiping more. More than anyone I've ever heard. They're talking about how the flight attendant in the back needs better mic technique.
Are you
because
being serious?
When she makes her announcements, she's too loud. Like I'm gonna tell them just to turn that intercom down.
That is. awesome.
Coming up next, our happy story puts you in a good mood after Lizzo on Mix. Hi.
Hey, hey. Sarah.
Hi. I want to hear something happy.
All right, so the next time your back hurts or you got a headache, try doing something nice for someone else. This is great stuff for a Monday morning. A new study found it might help with the pain. Researchers in China did a series of studies with about 300 people and found that doing good deeds can work like a pain reliever.
No, it makes sense.
It's a natural ibuprofen.
Seriously.
So if you have a headache, this morning I come in with a headache.
Right.
Be nice to both you guys and
not
I'm
necessarily
gonna go away.
Be nice, but do something good. All right. Let me explain how this works, okay? One of the studies asked people if they would like to donate to charity. Then their brains were scanned with an MRI while they received a mild electric shock. And for the ones who wanted to donate, there was less activity in a part of the brain associated with pain, so it didn't hurt as much. It even works with chronic pain. When people with cancer were asked to cook something for other patients, their pain levels dropped immediately.
Pretty scientific.
Not clear why it works, but it might have something to do with our evolution. Basically, we are evolved to look out for each other and make sacrifices for the greater good.
Or isn't it just as simple as doing something good releases endorphins and makes you happy?
It makes you feel good, but it literally makes you feel good.
I mean, I don't know. All that stuff made sense to me, what you just said, Sarah. But if the scientists in China didn't figure that one out, then I mean, I don't think we're going to do it in this room.
They're using MRIs and scans and shock treatment. I'm in. It sounds pretty scientific.
When we do good stuff, we get rewarded with like a helper's high.
Absolutely. It's very self-serving. In a way, it's like it's both serving to someone else, but it's self-serving too because it builds your self-esteem.
I
right.
like
it. Makes you feel good.
Love it.
All right. So whenever you're feeling a little achy, just do something nice for someone else, and it's going to help the pain.
You need to give everyone this article for scientific proof, bro, because it sounds kind of fishy.
No, it's absolutely true. We'll send it to you. Just text HAPPY to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening. Do good today.
You'll feel
gonna
good.
Help with that pain, yeah. You know, every once in a while, we learn something. We're like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to tell everybody. We call it TIL. Today, I learn. I want to learn things. Sarah recently learned something that apparently she should have been knowing.
I should have. Y'all probably know this, but I didn't know. So I don't go to a lot of fast food restaurants.
No, of course we know because Booker and I eat fast food all the time, right?
Used to.
I just don't. And over the break, I went to 4 fast food restaurants.
All right, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and...
No, Chick-fil-A, okay. Subway, McDonald's, and Whataburger. So we were in Junction, Texas, and there's not a lot going on in Junction, Texas. So your eating choices are like real small. So lunch was Subway.
It was either Subway or the gas station connected to beef jerky.
Yes. No, it's a Pilot, and they have like meatloaf, and my husband loves
it
there. It's actually pretty good.
Really? Wait, hold on. You ate meatloaf at Pilot gas station.
I forget what it is, but it's a predominantly Hispanic gas station right over in Del Valle by the airport, and they have like a whole row of crackling.
Oh, bro, that's the best stuff. Yeah. So legit. Oh, yeah. Any gas station that's like that, like in the middle of nowhere, it's the best food.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so anyway, we were leaving Junction and going through Kerrville on the way back to San Antonio, and my husband had not had dinner, and our friends had not had dinner, so they were stopping by a McDonald's, and I have not had a McDonald's French fry in years.
Dude.
And I'm not saying that to be like, ooh, braggy. I just haven't had a McDonald's French fry in years. So I was like, oh, you know what? Get me a Happy Meal. I was like, I want a Happy Meal.
Wow.
That used to make me so happy.
A grown-ass woman, but
that's awesome.
Give me a chicken nugget Happy Meal.
Wow. Did you get 4 or 6-piece?
I got a 4-piece.
Okay.
And so I got it and it made me really happy. I got the crappiest toy. Like it's Frozen 2, but I didn't even get Elsa or Anna or Olaf. I got some like abominable snowman.
He's legit. I like him.
He sucks.
Yeah, he's legit. Hey, by the way, what dipping sauce did you get?
Yeah, I was going to ask that question too.
I prefer sweet,
sweet
and sour.
I knew it. I knew it.
So he got me barbecue and I didn't eat that. So anyway, so I pull up my Happy Meal. Y'all, I learned that the only reason that McDonald's Happy Meals have gone down in calories and now that they say they're healthier, have y'all seen the French fry box for a McDonald's Happy Meal?
No, why? Are they much smaller now?
I get them all the time, Sarah.
Okay, so when I was little, it used to be the paper bag.
Right.
And it was a small, it was a small French fry. And now, I was like, are you kidding me? It's a red box, like as if you were getting the large, but it's been tiny size, and it maybe holds like six Booker. French
fries. Oh my
God. We're looking Stop at a picture it. Right now, Sarah holding it. Booker, it holds like six fries.
It holds
oh
like
my
six
God.
Fries. I was like blown
Your
away.
Your hand looks like the Abominable Snowman.
It's the tiniest little box I've ever seen in my entire
it's
life.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is so sad. Like, what's the point?
There's no point whatsoever. It's such a waste of paper. It really, really is because the box is so big and so nice and there's four fries in there.
Were they fresh though?
They were fresh, but I wish I had saved the box because it was so cute.
Oh, whenever my kids order them, I'm putting their food on the plate, and then yeah. I'm shaking the fries. I'm like, hello? I'm looking in there. Is there more in here? I want to learn things.
That the reason the McDonald's Happy yeah. Meals have gone down in calories is because the French fry box has shrunk.
It is so small that it would look like a large in Barbie's hand.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, there is drama in Buckingham Palace, y'all.
Sounds so fancy.
Queen Elizabeth and other members of the British royal family will meet today to discuss the fallout from Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan's historic announcement last week. According to Buckingham Palace, the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince William, and Harry will attend the meeting to agree on the next steps.
So weird.
After Harry and Meghan decided to step back as senior royals, apparently that really upset a lot of people. They were just done with all the media scrutiny, and they just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Good
and apparently
them.
There is a little bit of rift, or if we are to believe the tabloids,
right,
between Harry and his brother.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I wonder if this is as big of a deal to the royals as it is to us.
I mean, they're having a meeting about it. This is ridiculous, but well, again, I don't understand royalty, so it's not my jam.
Who knows what this meeting is about? It could just be like, let's have a meeting so everybody thinks we're taking care. You know, I mean, who knows what's really happening behind the scenes?
That's well, funny.
At least what I say, it appears that the Queen is quite unhappy. I mean, I think it's a big deal, you
yeah.
know? It's like you're spitting in our face. Speaking of Meghan Markle, she signed a deal that will have her do a voiceover for an unspecified Disney project in exchange for a donation towards the conservation charity Elephants Without Borders.
Oh, so she's not going to get paid for it.
She will donate all of her money.
Got it.
The deal was set of Markle and Prince Harry announcing they're preparing to step back. The couple's previous connections with Disney include the two attending the European premiere of The Lion King in July. The premiere was held in support of the organization African Parks, which Prince Harry supports. Disney also presented the two with a watercolor Winnie the Pooh animation to celebrate the birth of their son, Archie.
See, I thought she signed the deal after she announced that she's, like, leaving the royalty.
Oh,
and I was like,
before.
Oh, dang. Oh, makes sense. Hey, this is why I hate the Super Bowl being on Sunday. There's a new survey out from a marketing research firm that says 88% of people start feeling anxiety about going back to work the next day at 3:58 p.m. on Sunday, and I relate so much, and this makes me feel so much better. Like, why would you do that to yourself? I mean, maybe if your favorite team is playing in the Super Bowl, great, but if you have no ties to it, why go through all the stress of having a party, going out, and then having to deal with, oh, I gotta wake up early tomorrow?
You know, I have said it for years. The Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Amen, dude. Preach. Also, the survey found that the average person does about 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend, including checking emails, looking over files,
oh, yeah.
and taking calls.
Yeah.
Look at that there, overachievers.
I do get anxiety. I was like, oh, God, it's Sunday. I got to go back to work tomorrow.
And you were in Las Vegas to top it off. Well, I mean, double no, whammy.
Not this weekend, but
in life in general.
Life in general. But then I started thinking about how I get to come in to see you two.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All that anxiety goes right away.
Oh, yeah. You guys watch football this weekend?
Of course.
I will say I slept during the first half of the Houston Texans and Chiefs.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wow.
That was one of the most exciting games I have ever witnessed.
You guys, I woke up to check the score, and it was like 24-0, and the Texans were up, and I'm like, what is that? And I was like, I'm dreaming. Yeah. Something's weird here.
Speaking of, so the Texans ended up losing, and Patrick Mahomes took the Kansas City Chiefs to a big old win. And it's funny, my girlfriend, she works for the Texans. She's VP of marketing. Very fancy. She wrote, that first quarter, greatest 15 minutes of my career. I'll hold on to that feeling until August. #GoTexans. So, sorry about your luck there, Texans. But the Kansas City Chiefs will play the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship. And it's interesting because both quarterbacks are from the great state of Texas. Well, played in college in Texas. So you have Patrick Mahomes, who played for Tech. And then you have, it's Tannehill, right?
Ryan Tannehill
played for Texas A&M.
Yeah, so you have a Texas school quarterback in the Super Bowl automatically.
In case you missed the game, so Houston goes up 24-0 over arguably the best team in football. And everybody's like, woohoo, Houston Texans. And then out of nowhere, Kansas City came back to outscore them 51-7. After that, it was the first time in history a team has been down by more than 20 points and has come back to win by 20 points.
Good job opening up that wound for the Houston Texans fans again. They're forgetting about that.
Unbelievable.
The NFC Championship game will be the Green Bay Packers and the 49ers. And then tonight you can watch the College Football National Championship, 7 o'clock on ESPN. And that's Clemson and LSU. It's the Sugar Bowl, so it is in New Orleans. So it's been a little pre-party all weekend long.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like the worst football fan because I totally forgot that it was like the national championship tonight. And by the way, how unfair. I just realized that it was in New Orleans.
Oh, total LSU. Home game.
Yeah, it's like a home game.
It really 100%. Is. It really, really is. Queen Elizabeth and other members of the British royal family are going to meet today to discuss Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's announcement. Plus, Meghan Markle voiced a little sum for Disney. You start feeling anxiety about going back to work the next day at 3:58 on a Sunday. And although the Houston Texans will not be playing in the AFC Championship, we do have two Texas quarterbacks that will. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We got a really interesting email that I would like to read to you, if you don't mind. It starts off with, hey, guys. Actually, you didn't say anything, so you might mind, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to read it anyway. Hey, guys. I love the show. I listen every morning. I love the advice you gave and could really use it right now. I moved to Austin with my boyfriend from Oklahoma. He told me on Christmas Day that he had met up for coffee with his ex-girlfriend when I was working over the summer, and he never told me. This was after I forgave him for his last giant lie we had to work through. Y'all, I'm ready to pack my bags. Am I out of line? We got that. We're like, oh, interesting.
What is the horrible mistake or lie that he did prior to that?
Well, don't ask me. Ask Stephanie from Pflugerville, who is on the phone. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Here we are to help, but we do need a little bit of information. So how long was he with his ex?
Well, I found out he was with his ex for about 2 years.
Okay.
And yeah, it just seemed really odd that they met up because they had like a really bad breakup.
Okay, that's weird. Because if I were ever hang out with an ex, I probably wouldn't. But I would 100% be like, hey.
Maybe he needed something back. I don't know.
Needed something back?
Yeah, like maybe she had something of his. I don't know. You know, like you have stuff with an ex, especially if you've been that long.
Share.
Right. He needs to disclose that information.
Why keep it a secret? What was the big lie?
Well, he said it was just like a girl that he hangs out with all the time. And he said he had never dated her. But then I found out through a friend that he hooked up with her a few times back in the day.
Wait, no, we're not talking about the ex. We're talking about someone else?
Yeah, this is like the original thing that he first lied to me about.
Oh, it was about a completely different girl, not the ex.
Yeah,
okay.
Completely different girl.
Well yeah, why are you upset about that? Oh, because he lied. Because
she
said that they never dated, and then she found out that he hooked up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's hanging out with her all the time, and they hooked up.
But he could have been honest. It is possible to have never dated somebody but still hooked up.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's true.
No, I understand that, but you know what one's asking when you're like, have you ever dated someone?
But
that is a... that is such a cop-out answer.
But they're not hooking up, and it's like one of those things where they're actually just friends and cool, and if he tells her, then they can't hang out.
Yeah, but
they're not going to be cool, and it's like nothing what she thinks. And it was prior to their relationship anyways.
Here's what's so frustrating, and I'm sorry I'm speaking for you right now, but this is what's so frustrating with that, where you're like, well, they didn't really date. Okay, if everybody else knows that they used to hook up, and you don't know, it makes you look like a fool.
Okay,
and
it looks like
everybody is lying to you and keeping something secret. If it's not that big of a deal,
right?
Then why not say?
Right. Hooking up is something, but it's not dating.
Okay, sure, but it's still something. If I press for information, you're like, oh, well, we never dated.
But what if you like this person, and then what if your husband's keeping it because
you're
the person,
because
you're not going to like her after?
Why are you telling me I'm not going to like her? That's assuming.
Back to Stephanie. So it was a big deal for you that you found out he had hooked up with this girl that he swore he never dated.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, one-on-one, for them to be like one-on-one hanging out, I would never have been cool with that at all. And I think the fact that, yeah, he didn't bring that up and I had to hear it from a friend just makes it sound like he's like sneaking around doing something he's not supposed to be doing.
So it sounds like you're working out that and then you have this now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like that was an issue and it's still an issue. And now you have a new issue.
There's two things that could be going on here. One, he's like, well, I guess I got to just come clean with all the lies.
Okay.
That's
admirable.
Right. And so he's just like vomiting lies, truths, I guess. He's vomiting truths.
Okay.
So maybe you could give him the benefit of the doubt and then just like, but boop, red flag it and see how the next month goes.
Yeah.
Right? Because he is telling you truths.
Right.
After it happens, long times after.
Right, long time after.
I mean, guys, we are dumb and sometimes it takes a while and sometimes we don't understand that you need this.
But he should not have been meeting up for coffee with his ex-girlfriend on Christmas Day.
Absolutely
Or whenever
not.
It was.
Unless there's a reason. What if, I mean, it's like, again, we are assuming, what if they are there and what if that relationship, I mean, you said they were together for 2 years. What if she's like, my family just died. I'm alone on Christmas. Can I have a cup of coffee with you? Because you're the closest thing I had at Christmas.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I got confused. He told her on Christmas Day. But they had met up prior.
In
Is
the
that
summer.
Right, Stephanie?
Yeah. He told me after he gave me a gift, like a necklace. He was like, by the way, I just feel like I should tell you this.
Okay.
That's nice.
He felt guilty almost, I feel.
Right.
But what we're missing here is at least he's told you.
No, what we're missing here is that in a relationship, if you are in a circumstance meeting up with an ex because something horrible happened, like a family member died, hopefully you're in a partnership that's trusting enough that you can say, hey, look. I just want to let you know and give you a heads up because you don't know who's going to see the two of them out and what rumors are going to start. It is the polite, nice, trusting thing to do to tell your partner.
See, what if he told her right after?
No.
Because if he tells her before, she's going to say no, and he's not going to be able to go.
Nope. Not necessarily.
I like the fact that he told her as he was giving her a necklace.
So stupid.
To soften the blow.
Oh, my
so
God.
So to speak.
This is such a man thing. His current record is 1,312 wins with 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are ready for Toby. Toby lives and works in San Marcos because he's a stay-at-home dad. Full-time job, y'all. Let's welcome to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast,
Booker! Toby!
Hey! Hi. It's nice to talk to a stay-at-home dad.
It is.
We just talk to stay-at-home moms.
Happen very often.
No, that's awesome. I wish that was the case with me.
Man, no doubt.
No, actually, I don't. No, I don't.
I know. Like, I'm like, whatever. You love, some days, obviously, you love being a dad, but sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so glad to just come to work.
Yeah,
that's true.
Sarah, hope the kids and the wife aren't listening.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, Sarah.
Man, Toby, man, you got it hard, dude.
It's hard.
I've been doing it for a long time, so it's not a big deal.
All right, Toby, here's the way this is going to work. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah is going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are going to try to root you on, hoping for a big victory for you. When you're done answering, I'll be back to answer the exact same 5, and whoever gets more right is going to win. Okay?
All right.
All right, brother. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Toby. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. I don't think it's too bad today. Just FYI. Question number 1. Cody Simpson turned 22 on Friday. Liam Hemsworth turned 30 years old today. What lady do they have in common?
I think I got a pass on that one.
Okay. The series premiere of Lincoln Rhyme, Hunt for the Bone Collector, debuted on NBC last week. It's also a movie from back in the day with Denzel Washington and what A-list actress? And my hint of her is Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Selena Gomez dropped her 3rd solo album on Friday. It's called Rare, and it includes the single Lose You to finish the name of the song.
Love Me.
Okay. The HBO docuseries McMillions is about the McDonald's Monopoly game and how it was rigged in the 90s. It premieres February 3rd. What is the name of the large purple character at McDonald's?
Grimace.
And finally, The Hollywood Reporter is using math to predict the Oscar nominations that come out this week. They're giving a lot of love to Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Brad Pitt, and Laura Dern. Renee Zellweger played what Wizard of Oz actress?
Judy Garland.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hey!
He did so good. He got 4 right.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So okay. good.
All right.
So
I'm ready.
Good. Okay. Cody Simpson turned 22 years old on Friday. Liam Hemsworth turns 30 today.
Okay.
They have what lady in common?
Liam Hemsworth and?
Cody Simpson.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, that's correct. So on NBC last week was the series premiere of Lincoln Rhyme, Hunt for the Bone Collector. There was also a movie that came out, I believe, in the 90s with Denzel Washington. And what A-list lady helped him solve those murders?
Julia Roberts.
Oh, if you'd waited for the hint, you might have gotten it right. But
what was, tell me what the hint was. No, Julia Roberts is a friend of Denzel Washington's. That's what I was going to say.
They were in Pelican Brief together, by the way.
Julia Roberts.
Is what?
Is that the hint?
No, that was not the hint.
Oh, go ahead.
Those two were in Pelican Brief together.
Yes, go ahead. What's your hint?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is my hint?
Mm-hmm.
I already forgot the question.
So basically, I was asking.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but you didn't get it right.
Why not?
Because you said Julia Roberts.
All right, whatever.
If you just like wait for me to finish the sentence, sometimes
Alex Trebek would be so
upset.
You
interrupted me.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
So Selena Gomez dropped a brand new album on Friday called Rare. It's her third solo album, and it features the single Lose You To...
Love Me.
Yeah. I was impressed that you guys both said Love Me. I think me was like, I was like, ooh, they might say, I don't know. Anyway, the HBO docuseries McMillions is about the McDonald's Monopoly game and how it was rigged between 95 and 2001. It premieres February 3rd. What is the name of the large purple character at McDonald's?
Grimace.
Yes. And finally, The Hollywood Reporter is using math to predict this week's Oscar nominations, and they're giving a lot of love to Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Brad Pitt, and Laura Dern. Renee this year played what Wizard of Oz actress?
The character or the actress?
Actress. That's why I said actress.
Judy Garland.
Yes, that's correct.
Man. I thought you were going to get that wrong. And then I thought, this is the last time we ever play Game of
Thrones. Got it right.
Now, listen, no. When I legit. Okay, maybe I just answered too quickly. But when I legit lose, and I accept it graciously, but whenever there's any scandal or Sarah kind of bends the rules.
Yeah, but see, here's
that
the thing.
Frustrating.
You say that I can't bend the rules, but you also have to play by the rules of the game. And when you give an answer, that's your answer.
All right, fine.
If you choose to interrupt me.
Well, I'm
going to
interrupt you right now by saying, Toby!
Good job, man.
We tied, which is good for a win for you, but you didn't beat me. So you get the prize, but I technically get the win.
Yes, sir. So this is Toby from San Marcos, and I can't beat Booker.
Jeff went out with Nikki. They had intense chats, and all of a sudden, she has disappeared. Well, we've tracked her down, and we're going to put her on the spot and find out why. It's our most popular segment. It's Waiting by the Phone, and it is coming up in 6 minutes on Mix 94.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.